Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Brad Friedman on from Brad Blog. Just before the break, Fred, you were saying something about Israel, or?
Yeah, I think the story of American citizens being ghost detained right on American soil is enough to bring down basically any administration if it was covered and if it was put out there.
Yeah, it's not being put out there. That's the problem. What do you think, Brad? What was your point about Israel, though?
Yeah, Israel has claimed that power to kill any individual in any country.
Yeah, they have actually said that.
That's documented, and they actually, I believe, killed a Norwegian in Norway, and they never apologized for that. I mean, that's only one example, but I mean.
Well, I mean, they can spy on our politicians themselves, and our politicians don't seem to have any problem with that. Brad, have you come across any stories like this? The ability that Israeli officials have. As a matter of fact, isn't it interesting? You have more rights to criticize our own government here in our press than you do to criticize Israel. You criticize Israel over here, and you'll be called anti-Semitic.
Well, I'll tell you, yeah, I mean, we see that. Of course, we know that our own country is certainly doing that now. We've seen, whether it's in Abu Ghraib or some of these other prisons that we've had around in Iraq and Afghanistan, prisoners routinely die in those, under our, while we are detaining them. And it's usually, tossed aside, oh, he was a terrorist anyway, or it was an accident. He threw himself from that bridge. So, this is pretty routine.
Shot himself twice in the head. Remember that one, Gary Webb?
Well, that's right. So, this is pretty routine by now. We certainly know that our government does it. It's been reported even in the New York Times. What do we do about it? What do the citizens do about it? That's the other question, and that's what, that's the other side of this thing that we never see. I think the caller had mentioned early on, again, about, so many of these scandals that there's no time to report them. That's exactly what's going on. If, you could pick any one of these scandals, whether it's Abu Ghraib, the torture, the secret prisons, spying on our own citizens, outing a CIA agent.
Habeas corpus doesn't apply. Remember Gonzalez? Habeas corpus doesn't apply to
American
citizens.
Doesn't apply, right, an unbelievably twisted logic that he used to sell
man.
That one. So, any one of these, if we had the time to get into it and figure out, okay, who was behind it, who did it, who approved it, how high does it go? Because, it's pretty clear that most of this was cleared all the way to the top.
Yeah.
And that top could either be Dick Cheney or George Bush or Karl Rove, whoever
happens
to be the top.
We don't even have to figure out who's behind what. Let's just get rid of the whole lot of them and lock them up.
Well, sounds fine to me. But, of course, we do have the rule of law, we do have a constitution, and to that end, we do have to find out how high it went and who signed off on it, so the case can
right.
be made and these people can be removed and put, frankly, out of office, and
but,
if it was
but
up
Brad,
to me, yes, in prison.
Brad, I just want to say, have you focused on American citizens being secretly imprisoned on American soil?
I have not done so. As you mentioned, Larissa, I know she's worked on that story a bit more. I tend to, of course, I don't even have the resources that Ross Story has, so I just have to stay on the beat of the stories that interest me and follow those where they go. And,
well, Fred, you'll have to call back Monday. We can ask her that. She's going to be on.
Oh, she has not been on yet. Oh, she's great.
Yeah, on Monday she'll be on.
But I follow the stories that I'm interested in, where they take me, and what I'm seeing right now.
Oh, yeah, there's only so much you can do. There's so much going on. You can't keep up with it all.
Well, that is. And, the stories right now that interest me the most, because they affect all of these other stories, is the way our electoral system is being gamed from the front,
yeah.
from the back, whether it's the voting machines, whether it's the voting rolls, whether it's these phony grassroots groups that are
BNS?
Funded by the White House.
It's phenomenal.
What about that? VNS? NEP?
I tell you what, Fred, hold that. We got to go on a break and
sure.
be right back.
C Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Yeah, we're tired of playing foolish games, all right. It's time to get down to real business here, folks, exposing these guys and waking people up to get them removed from power before they destroy what little is left of this country. And that's really the mission they're on. It's obvious. They've gutted everything out. Before the break, Fred, you were on a point. Did you want to finish up?
Yeah. Brad, you talked about the voting machines, the voting systems. But on the other end of that line is a central tabulating agency called VNS. It's now called NEP, the National Election Pool, and it's a secretly run consortium of the media corporations. It is an integral part of a method to destroy the integrity of elections.
Yeah, well, VNS, they don't actually, and they've changed their name, as you said. They don't actually tabulate anything. What they do, they're the exit polling company, essentially.
No, they're more than that. They're more than that. They may use all the tools that profession has, the political scientists have. They may use all the technical tools, but no, I would not conclude that that is the only thing they do. I do think, and Mark Anderson, who was a writer for the American Free Press, and other writers that I am familiar with and would like to work with this next couple of years, I think that you can't conclude that that's all they do is advise or publicize exit polls. They do more than that. They have power that they have allowed to flow to them because of everyone else's sloth, everyone else's weakness.
Let Brad go ahead and...
Well, look, I don't mean to minimize their importance to the overall electoral disaster that has befallen this country. Of course, I can only report what it is that I can actually, not only that I know for a fact, but that can be independently verified, because I always tell people, look, don't trust me. You shouldn't trust anything I report, but you should hold that same standard to the New York Times, to the AP, and everybody else. So.
Right.
If I report something, I try to provide independent verification so you can check it out yourself with your own eyeballs. So to that end, I can only report what I absolutely know and what I can absolutely prove. And what I can prove and what I do know is that they are extraordinarily influential, and what they report to the networks on election night is going to have a huge effect on the outcome of those elections. In a number of ways, you know, most notably or most obviously, is the way things went back in 2000 when their data was used to declare George W. Bush the winner down in Florida on election night. It was Fox News, of course, who did it, and he was declared the winner. And they ended up, the Bush-Cheney team ended up going all the way to the Supreme Court to say, oh, no, we can't count those ballots because it will irreparably harm our client, George Bush, because he was announced as the winner by the media on election night. And this is one of the reasons that I've been trying to underscore the importance of getting it right on election night, which you cannot do if you're using systems like touchscreen voting machines, you know, on which the voter can never verify, even with this so-called paper trail, they can never verify the accuracy of their ballot as it is cast and counted inside these electronic voting systems. They, you know, the paper trail is meaningless. They can verify that if they want, but it's not actually counted. It's the numbers inside those machines that are used. Those can be gamed in any way possible, and it's those numbers that are then used on election night when they announce the unofficial results that, frankly, become the official results, whether they are accurate or not.
Well, Brad, we're on the same page. I'm not opposed to your conclusion and this information that other people have also said. I'm only saying that we have to look at the people involved and not just the system of the technological system that is used.
Well, we know behind the scenes all kinds of corrupt things are going on. There's no question about that. But we got to stick with the stuff that we absolutely know for sure and can prove. That's bad enough. Never mind all the other things that we suspect and, you know, probably can't prove.
Well, I do think that NEP reports their results through AP as a liaison to the secretaries of state in the 50 states. Yet they say that the information they give the secretaries of state is unofficial, but the net result of it in the media is that is reported as results, and they're not contradicted by the 50 secretaries of state. We have weak laws, and we have personnel that has to be investigated, not just an ostensible system that has to be investigated. And I think people, I'm going to be working on this in the next 2 years. Mark Anderson has pledged that he will. And I wish that everyone should work together and keep an open mind on it, maybe have a joint investigation of NEP and all of the, official or unofficial actions they've taken, because they are really able to move in and fill that political vacuum. I think that has to be recognized, Brad.
Well, I think it is recognized, and at least by folks like me and by Steve Freeman, if you read his book, Who Won the 2004 Election, or George Bush Stole the 2004 Election, something like that, which looked very closely at the exit polling data, and Edison Matovsky's behavior throughout, how they later justified the data and adjusted the data to match up with the final official results. They certainly covered that scam. I'm always open to anything and everything, and I report what it is that I can find. And further, you know, I welcome folks like you and others out there. I mean, we need more citizen journalists out there telling the story directly with evidence that people can independently verify, because all of the problems that we're seeing now that have finally made their way into the mainstream media, again, whether it's the secret prisons or outing of CIA agents or the politicization of the Justice Department, the corruption of the electoral system, is stuff that folks like myself and Ross Story and Talking Points Memo and so forth have been reporting on for years in a virtual vacuum.
Yeah.
Now it's finally being picked up, but, you know, 2, 3, 4 years too late. Nonetheless, we have to continue doing it, and we could use more people doing it because, frankly, for one, I could use a vacation. But we need more citizen journalists out there doing exactly that.
Well, isn't it obvious? Charlie,
that...
can I leave my information with Brad? Can I leave my contact information?
What, do you have a website or something?
No, phone number.
You can email me anytime.
Yeah,
Brad.
You don't want to do that over the air.
I'll give you my public email address, which is brad@bradblog.com. And, you know, feel free to touch base. That said, nobody really needs me to do anything. You know, go to blogger.com or wherever, set up a free blog site, and start reporting. Get the goods. And, you know, if you got a hot story out there, let me know about it, and I'll be happy to look into it, link to it, add to it, whatever it is. You know, if there's something I can offer to it.
Right.
Well,
on.
I'd like to, you know, basically say the only thing that I want to say is that there has been a journalist that has been able to actually get onto the facility of VNS, Chris Bolin. He did take photos. There is a staff that is.
Yeah, he was with AFP. Are you familiar with AFP, Brad?
I am, yeah, and I'm familiar with Chris. And, in fact, I think the story you're talking about was, I don't think it was on the grounds of VNS. I think it was down in Ohio, if I'm not mistaken, where one of the VNS reporters, if that's a word I put in quotes, was actually working out of one of the tabulation rooms in, I think it was Cuyahoga County or Warren County or something like that.
Well, you know, we are left with a system that there is a political vacuum that is being filled by this organization, and it is not. It even used to be corporate, and then that was removed. So basically, they are not operating legally, but their results are accepted, and they do not operate transparently. And I do not think that you can ever. Do the story just by looking at the statistical results and by the information about the patents and the technology of that. That's
going to
leave a huge gap.
I don't want to spend too much time on this here because we've got so many other issues we want to cover. But, yeah, why don't you go ahead and he gave you the email. You can go ahead and send that information to him and pick up from there. Is there anything else you wanted to mention? Or?
No, that's it.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, appreciate your call. Thanks a lot, man. You know, it's just a bottomless pit, isn't it? Don't you get the impression that as much as people like us who are aware and paying attention, as much as we are aware, it's probably a heck of a lot worse than anything we're even uncovering?
Actually, I do think that, and it's funny that you say that because I've been pondering that lately. I think that as far as history goes, I suspect 10, 15, 20 years, maybe even less from now, we will be looking back at this period seeing the absolute unraveling of, you know, this administration, certainly, and of our system overall. But I think that what we're going to find out in that time is that what we were looking at during this period really is the tip of the iceberg.
I hope we don't look back at this era and say, boy, those were the good old days, because the trend has been we've been getting dealt out something worse each time a new president comes along.
Well, you're right. And that's why, you know, and that's why I keep trying to impress upon the Democrats that they better get their act together. They better have some accountability here. And I do appreciate the hearings and the investigations they're having. But then when you get to the point of, you know, impeachment, they say, well, you know, we're going into an election year. It'll distract from the election and this and so forth. And I say, look, if you don't have accountability here, if these guys aren't pushed back, you have lowered the bar forever to come, no matter who the president.
Roll the red carpet out for them to engage in this continually, and even worse. Yeah, it seems like a sham, just a public show is all it's winding up being. It's pretty pathetic. Stick with us, guys. Short break. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hey, welcome back to True Threats Radio, folks. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Brad Friedman on from Brad Blog, talking about all kinds of great stuff that's going on in our country today. Brad, what do you think of the fiasco that went on in the wake of Katrina? We could spend a whole show just talking about that.
Well, it's just another level exposing the sham government that we have right now, and the fact that they don't really give a damn about performing their duty, their job to America, which is, frankly, to protect them. They love to talk about protecting America. Now, of course, they couldn't protect them from a Category 5 hurricane, but, you know, they can. They did cut funding from fixing those levees. They did not have the all of the equipment that they might have otherwise had there because they're using it, across the ocean in this phony war. And they gave a bunch of lip service, and we posted just last week, one of our guest bloggers, Alan Breslauer, went down there, took some videotape, and much of the lower ninth is in the exact same shape that it was 2.5 years ago, and nobody is there doing anything about it.
Here's what scares me. You know, let's just say that the worst we're looking at here is incompetence. If it's incompetence, it's phenomenal incompetence that is costing trillions of tax dollars and hundreds of thousands of lives in Iraq, Afghanistan, and our own people. You know, if that's the case, they don't deserve to be in power. Of course, when you realize they weren't even elected in the first place, they're not even legitimate leaders. I mean, no matter how you look at this. But unfortunately, I see this going way beyond incompetence, what happened in New Orleans, because we find that FEMA had turned down 50 countries that offered help to the victims. They would not allow any trucks that were sent from all over the country to get into the city. For 8 days, they held them at bay. They wouldn't let people get out of the city to get their own help. Even Fox News brought that out. Geraldo Rivera was there on the scene in tears. He says, let these people out of here. Let them get help. You know, Shepard Smith was disgusted that there was a checkpoint at the edge of the bridge at the end there, where, you know, the only place, the only way you could get out of that city. And at the end of the bridge, they were turning people back. This went on for 8 days. I mean, what can you conclude? But this was criminal negligence. They were trying to maximize the death toll, apparently, so that Halliburton could later come in with their unbidded contracts. And Bush even passed an executive order saying that they didn't have to pay prevailing wages to their laborers to maximize their profits. This is unbelievable.
That's right. And, you know, after that, you know, we saw billions of dollars being given away to companies that were, that were run by, you know, the Bush family, the Cheney family. You know, they made a lot of money once again off of Katrina. And, but, you know, if you don't have a media, if you don't have a mainstream media, and if you don't have, you know, an aggressive Congress, and of course, that happened back in 2005 while you had a Republican Congress, they certainly weren't going to look into it, then nothing is going to get done.
Yeah.
That is why it's so important to have a fourth estate in the media. And that's why, you know, so many of these problems, I always go back to the media, the mainstream corporate media, who is failing, miserably failing to do their job. Look, we know the politicians, and it doesn't really matter which party, we know the politicians are going to get away with whatever they think they can get away with, whether it's lining their pockets, whether it's taking the easiest route. And that's why you've got to have watchdogs out there. When you get rid of the watchdogs, as we have by and large, certainly in the mainstream, this is what allows them to do this unchecked and get away with it. Which is
the media is supposed to protect.
So I'm sorry.
I'm just going to say the media's job is supposed to protect the public from the government and make them aware of government abuses. It's doing the very opposite.
Well, that's right. That used to be their job. And look, they will. If you look back at the history of the news business and you know, CBS, the Tiffany Network, when they, you know, first made their way onto television, they knew this was a loss leader. TV news was not meant to make money. It was meant to be a public service back when people understood that the airwaves belonged to the public. They still do. They are leased to these stations. They're not sold to these stations. They're still owned by the public. But, you know, Reagan did away with the Fairness Doctrine back in 1988. And I remember talking some months ago to a news director at a TV station down in Florida, and I was complaining to him, you know, why aren't you guys covering this particular story? I had revealed an extraordinary story about a guy who claims that he was asked to create boat rigging software, Clint Curtis, you know, by a very powerful Republican, Tom Feeney, who was a very close friend of the Bushes. And, you know, they said, well, we don't have to report anything. You know, this is our station, not yours. And I said, well, what are you talking about? It is my station. It's leased to you. And he had no understanding of that whatsoever. So, you know, if they can't make money on it, they just don't do it anymore, because they don't understand that at one time, having an impressive news organization was the jewel in your crown. It wasn't meant to make money. So they've lost all sense of their responsibility to the public when it comes to the media. And so, thank God, we still have an internet for folks like myself and for you and Fred. I believe his name was Fred, the caller, to tell these stories anyway. And that's what we're doing. And that's all that, frankly, that's all that we can do.
I mean, they have the arrogance of medieval monarchs, you know. Silence, peasants, your job is to serve the crown. I
mean, well, that's right. And which one do you mean, the media or the...
yeah, both. Both. No, they're working in tandem.
Yep. They really are. And that's how they're allowed to get away with it. That's how they know you can take an entire national election if you want, and the media ain't going to do a damn thing about it.
And we can't keep silent anymore, folks, because the tendency is this is just going to get worse and worse. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. We're here with Brad Friedman from Brad Blog. So, Brad, it's just a bottomless pit. There's no end to it. It just keeps going on and on and on. We've got torture. We've got our economy in a tailspin. Our borders are wide open. We've got this Pan-American Union thing coming up. If people don't wake up and fast, 3 years from this time, we're going to be merged with Canada and Mexico, have no more borders, no more constitution, no more dollar. We're going to have the Amaro. Have you done any stories on that?
I have not, but way to cheer everybody up on a Friday morning, Charlie.
I tell you. You know, I people say, you're such a pessimist. No, I'm a realist. It's a reality. I hate to say it. I wish it wasn't. Prove me wrong, but no one has done it yet. I wish they would.
Well, I haven't heard the story that you're reporting about the Amaro and that sort of union, these days it wouldn't surprise me, although it seems like there's enough people speaking up right now that are furious about how we've merged in many ways with Mexico as is.
Yeah.
So that would probably keep it from happening, but, you know.
He wants to make it official.
I'll tell you, when I started reporting years ago on what was going on, certainly in this administration. Bradblog.com, we started in January of 2004. I had so many of my commenters who were talking about what was going on in this government, this administration in particular, that I thought were just, you know, way out there, calling these guys, you know, fascist, authoritarian, and so forth. Of course, I thought the commenters were nuts. Well, years down the road now, I see that they were right and I was wrong, and all of this is much worse than I could have ever possibly foreseen back then. So I suspect when I hear comments like that, you know, I'm certainly far less quick to judge them and say, well, you know, nothing's going to surprise me anymore, and that's why we have to keep looking into it and making noise about it and not counting on just folks like you, Charlie, or me, Bradblog.com, but citizens need to understand they need to make noise. They need to set up blog sites. They need to contact Congress. They need to send letters to the editor.
Absolutely.
They need to raise holy hell, because this really is, you know, if you look at that Constitution, and you may remember that, you know, it talks about government of the people, by the people, and for the people. I take that damn seriously. I'm quite sure most of your listeners do, but at the same time, what does that actually mean? Is that just something to complain about, or is that something to do something about? You
right.
have to do something about it. You have to take action. You have to show up. You have to run for office. You have to, you know, participate. Whether, you know, on election day, show up, be a poll worker, keep these people honest in whatever way you physically can. I think people think that complaining about it is enough. It's not. You got to take some action.
Yeah, politics is not a spectator sport, and certainly not today. That's for sure.
No, it's not, and it's because, you know, people were unwilling, you know, to really take action. Now, even when they do take action, if you look back, for example, at this war, we had enormous protests going on in the country. People hitting the streets. You know, like we haven't seen since Vietnam. They were, you know, the people showed up, but the media didn't. They didn't cover this stuff at all. I've got, you know, photographs at Bradblog from some of the protests that went on in D.C., where you see an ocean of protesters going on for as far as the eye can see. Good luck trying to find those photographs at AP. I mean, they're just not there. They're just not doing their job. So we all have to do their job for them in any way that we can.
Yeah. Exactly. I keep reminding people on my show here that old idea that, I'm just one person, what difference can I make? That's a scam. That's what they want you to think. One person can make one heck of a difference.
Well, let me tell you, you're absolutely right, Charlie, because what I've seen and the work that I do, and so much of it is based around, you know, the electoral system, whether it's on a federal, national level or on the local and state level, the only time I have seen anything make a difference is when a citizen steps forward and does something about it. That's the only thing that changes anything. The government doesn't change it. The media doesn't change it. It's the people on the ground, the people who make the public records requests and they find, you know, illegal counting going on or illegal testing of these machines or any number of things. I had someone contacted me 2 weeks ago. There was a special election in Monterey County, California. And out here in California, we've got the choice. If we want, we can ask to vote on a paper ballot, which I suggest everyone does if they have the opportunity. He was handed a piece of paper that said, warning, if you vote on a paper ballot, the Help America Vote Act mandates that we warn you that your vote may not be counted correctly because you'll have overvotes and you'll have undervotes and blah, 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 went on and on and scared the crap out of the voters. He let me know about this this particular message that was being given to voters who had asked for a paper ballot. We looked into it. I checked with the Secretary of State. I looked at the Help America Vote Act. There was no such mandate in there to scare the crap out of voters who want to vote on a paper ballot. We put the news out there, and I believe the Secretary of State of California contacted Monterey County and said, no, knock it off. You can't do that. And, in fact, they stopped giving out that particular, I want to call it warning, but it was really that, you know, scare notice. And this is because a citizen got this, understood this was inappropriate, and alerted somebody. They got in touch with me through a radio show, actually. They took action on that. They also contacted the Secretary of State themselves. That's what made the difference. It's always the people who make
the difference. We can totally turn this around. They're hitting us from every angle, like we were just talking with all these scams breaking out to confuse people. If we hit them from every angle, people all over the country started standing up and exposing this, exposing that, we're going to overwhelm them. We can do it much more easily to them than they can do it to us.
Well, you're damn right. Let me tell you what. Depending on where you are, the public records requests can be very, very useful. You got public records requests on a, you know, on a local level. You got the Freedom of Information Act on the federal level. Get them busy. Start requesting documents. It's, you know, this is the way we get at the information about what's really going on. If
like
you see
CAFRs,
something suspicious, get the documents.
Yeah, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. You can see where all the money's going, how they're scamming us.
Well, you can get those. You can get their emails in which they're talking about their annual reports and everything else. You know, request those documents. Get at it, because what we were talking earlier about the reporting that I do and, you know, telling people don't trust me, look at the documents or the independent proof instead. We need to get that independent proof. We need to put those documents out there. We need to put out there what they're saying in email to each other, and a lot of that material can be gotten at through these public records requests.
I hope, Brad, that you and I don't wind up in a concentration camp someday and telling the people who are now calling us crazy, I told you so.
Well, they might do that, and the only way to counter that is to be as loud as possible, to do what you're doing, do it on the airwaves, make as much noise as you can, do what I do at bradblog.com, and you know, spread the word. The more, it's true that sunshine is the best disinfectant. And when you bring sunshine on what it is that these guys are actually doing behind the scenes, when you tell your stories, as I'm doing, in broad daylight, not using a pseudonym or anything else, but saying, hey, I'm Brad Friedman, you know, from Los Angeles, and here's what I'm reporting, and I'm going to do it as loudly as I can. And I think the louder I'm able to do it, the safer that at least I am, and I would suggest the same is true for you.
They're cockroaches, and when you shine the light on them, they run for cover.
They do. That's why you got to be fast.
You know, tell me, I got to ask you this, because I am a major skeptic of this as well. Like everything else in the Bush administration, we've been dealt nothing but lies and scams and cover-ups. And you know, we've got the same thing with 9/11, don't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, the question, and I haven't done a whole lot of reporting personally on 9/11. I've had some guest bloggers who have done so, and I picked up things where I had something to add. I mean, basically, what I report at the Brad blog, I'm not like most bloggers out there at bradblog.com. Most bloggers sort of do what I call look at this blogging. Look over here. And they say, you know, and they point to someone who pointed to the New York Times or Washington Post that, oh, look what they're reporting today. There's nothing wrong with that, and that's necessary. But I try to bring original reporting to bradblog.com. So if I can't offer something original, a lot of times I don't cover it. But so that's a long way of saying I have not covered a lot of 9/11 because I've been involved in other areas. But what is very clear about 9/11 is what's clear about the rest of this mess, that we don't know the truth, that they are hiding the truth. What happened, I don't know, whether they're hiding something insidious or, you know, just incredible, grotesque incompetence, I don't really know. But it's clear that they're not, that they are hiding something, and it's clear that, once again, the mainstream media is not doing their job of digging in and forcing people to answer questions.
Like I always say, it's not so much understanding what did happen. We'll probably never know exactly, but it's understanding what didn't happen. And we know that the official story they've told us doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. And the 9/11 Commission report did not answer any of the problems that have arisen.
Well, and that's the problem, is that, you know, the things don't add up. And when they are not forthcoming, well, this is going to lead folks naturally to the worst possible conclusions. And when that happens, if those conclusions aren't true, even if those conclusions aren't true, the government has only themselves to blame for the fact that we are out here coming to the worst possible conclusions, because they were not forthcoming in their information to the public, as they, frankly, have a duty to be. You know, never mind this national security nonsense. You can only hide so much information behind that wall before people, you know, begin to say, wait a minute, you're not hiding information due to national security reasons. You're hiding information to cover your own ass.
They've been doing this for a long time now. That national security trump card is really getting old. It's kind of like anti-Semitism when you question the corrupt policies of the Israeli government. You know what I mean? It's just getting really old.
Well, yeah, that's true. But we allow it to happen. And frankly, we feed into it. I mean, if you want to talk about the Israeli situation, to me, it's kind of like the immigration situation in that, there is a lot of anti-Semitism. There is a lot of racism that underscores a lot of that. And this does make it difficult. While I think that folks are way too quick to cry anti-Semitism just because somebody criticizes Israel, the unfortunate point of the matter is there is a lot of anti-Semitism behind a lot of those charges, and a lot of bad guys are using legitimate concerns about Israel, about our immigration policies. Frankly,
well, here's the scam. Yeah. Okay, you've got the wide-open border thing. The Mexicans are coming over here en masse. What happens is people resent the Mexicans, get angry at the Mexicans. The problem isn't with the Mexicans. It's with Washington. But they just as soon have you get mad at the Mexicans. Then they can just say anybody who doesn't like this mass influx of immigrants is prejudiced. And that's what the Israeli government is doing. Oh, you know, people wind up hating Jews. And it's not a problem with the Jews. It's a problem with the corrupt Israeli government. But they love this. See, they turn people against each other when we should be uniting and looking at the real enemy. It's our so-called elected officials.
Well, you know what? And I don't disagree, but here's a place where you and I may see things a bit differently here. I think that the movement itself, whether it's the immigration movement, whether it's the lobby to hold Israel accountable or hold our government accountable for the way they, pretty much let Israel get away with any damn thing they want to do, those lobbies don't hold their own people accountable. And I've seen this, Charlie. I reported on an immigration rally that was happening out here about two or three weeks ago in Los Angeles. The LAPD marched in with rubber bullets to this peaceful demonstration, just started mowing down the place, beating up media, everything else. And it was absolutely outrageous, the behavior of the LAPD. But what happened? We had all of these anti-immigration people come in, leave comments on Brad blog saying, it's too bad they weren't using real bullets to kill those wetbacks. And it's our country, so what the hell were they doing here? This was one after another, and guess what? There was no evidence presented that these people who were protesting the immigration policy were actually undocumented illegal aliens themselves. They were citizens of Los Angeles. And the anti-immigration forces that were, commenting and so forth on Brad blog were just delighted to come out and see this corruption of our Constitution and of these, these people's rights. And how are we going to tolerate that? How are you going to get anywhere with the immigration issue? How are you going to get anywhere with the Israeli issue unless we hold the people accountable who really are racists and anti-Semites? And that's the problem. It really is.
I agree. Absolutely.
It's a real problem. I hear what you're saying. I'm sympathetic to it. But, how can you say, we need to build a border across, between here and Mexico. We need to build a wall between here and Mexico. But between here and Canada, everything is just fine. It's a double standard that's trying to indicate that the problem is not immigration, the problem is Mexicans.
Right. What I'm saying is the government seems to thrive on that. They love that. They want us to be prejudiced against the Mexicans because then that distracts away from the fact that they're allowing mass immigration without legal procedures. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do. There's a lot of distractions going on, but you see this everywhere. I mean, you certainly see this in the, as I say, I do a lot of work on election integrity and election reform, and we're seeing a bill moving forward through Congress, which is just an awful election reform bill. Yeah. But you've got the election reformers now turning on each other, turning on folks like me. Claiming that, I'm trying to undermine election integrity because I'm trying to stand up for a bill that matters. Don't turn on each other. Keep your eyes on the prize. But when you find folks who are being disingenuous within the movement that you believe in, you've got to hold those people accountable. And I have seen a lot of prejudice in the racism in the immigration movement, and frankly, I've seen it in the anti-Israel movement as well. No,
yeah,
I don't believe
it's
the criticisms
prevalent.
Are based on anti-Semitism in general. I think there's legitimate concerns there. But I've seen a whole lot of bad guys say a whole bunch of bad things about Jews. And, you know, someone's got to hold them accountable for that.
You can't make a blanket statement like that. Talk about corruption within a political system and ideologies. But, not, yeah, when you start fingering a certain group of people, that's very dangerous.
And you see this all the time. Oh, the reason that Israel isn't held responsible is because of the Jewish-run media and, the Jewish power in government. You know, if you're going to continue along those lines, then yes, people are not going to take your concerns the way, with the seriousness, frankly, that I believe that they should be taken.
And you've
and
ruined the
cause. And I'm Jewish, by the way. So, I have a lot of problems with Israel's behavior, with our government's enabling of that behavior.
Right.
And I've been called anti-Semitic myself, and I'm a Jew.
It's
you know,
ridiculous.
When I say these things, so I understand that, but it is the fault, of a lot of the folks in that movement that we don't turn around and say, no, this is not a legitimate criticism. You can't report the story this way because
the story. They ruin the cause for truth. I sometimes wonder if it's government agent provocateurs that are doing this stuff, you know, just to discredit the whole thing.
Maybe, who knows, but I think the bottom line is when we see it rear its ugly head, we need to speak up about it and nip it in the bud, even if it's people who we otherwise, appreciate their reporting, or if it's an opinion that we, generally agree with, like being critical of Israel for this or for that. As soon as you see that racism, anti-Semitism come into it, those people got to be called out because they end up discrediting the whole movement.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think we got a break coming up here in a second, so we might have to wait till after we get back. But just coming back to 9/11 for a minute, what do you think of what's going on now with the first responders and the rescue workers and the cleanup crew men there that are dying left and right from cancer? There's been hundreds of people who have been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma and a rare form of leukemia, and they're not getting any help. I tell you what, get the break. We'll pick that up when we get back.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Yes, sir. now in our last segment here. Once again, the 2 hours has just flown by, and we barely scratched the surface on any issue just because there's so many issues. We could spend 2 hours on any one of these issues, can't we? It's just unbelievable. But I wanted to come back to this, horrible, what's going on with the rescue workers there at Ground Zero, because they're dying by the dozens. Hundreds more have been diagnosed.
Yeah.
It's obvious, unfortunately, that in the coming months and years there's going to be more deaths. And this is getting no attention in the media. You had Christine, Whitman, who was the head of the EPA at the time. She was asked to testify. She outright refused. It's like Condoleezza saying, no, you're not going along, refusing to comply with the subpoena.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable what's happening. These poor guys are just dropping dead.
Yeah, it's really bad. And, that's the sort of thing that underscores everything else and underscores your worst fears about 9/11, because when you look at the things that are, easily provable, for example, these first responders who are having these terrible respiratory diseases and so forth, and it was clear that the EPA had not done their proper due diligence in informing people about the dangers of working at that site. This we know. This is a fact. That's easily provable. And the fact that somebody like Whitman will not come in and speak about it just bespeaks to the, to the overall secrecy and leads people to the absolute worst conclusions about 9/11, which,
yeah,
as far as we know, could be true. If they're not true, I suspect the folks like the Bush team, have only themselves to blame, because they won't be honest. They won't come out and be transparent about what's going on when you have someone like Whitman who won't come in and even testify about it. It's extraordinary.
Sure. And then you look at the thwarting that went on by Bush and company themselves when it came to the commission. You know, they fought it tooth and nail. They didn't want to have an investigation for 14 months. Finally, when they agreed, all the debris had been removed. And who does Bush pick? His first choice was Henry Kissinger to head up the commission. I mean, the guy, Mr.
Yep.
Cover-up artist himself.
Well, that's right. And so, this is just not going to get better. It's going to get worse, unfortunately, before it gets better. And
yeah,
it's going to get a lot worse if we don't see some real accountability brought. We can't count on the Department of Justice, obviously, to do that. It's going to have to be, we still need to, unfortunately, rely on the Congress and, putting pressure on them to bring real accountability, continue issuing subpoenas, making recommendations for indictments, and they better start doing it, because when I hear this stuff about, oh, we're coming into an election year, let's just run out the clock, as I say, the bar will have been forever lowered for whatever administration comes in next, Republican or Democrat. Hey, George W. Bush got away with it, so why can't we? And
exactly.
Worse.
That's why they have to be held accountable, because they'll just continue with business as usual and up the ante even worse.
Yep.
Are you familiar with a group called PNAC, Project for the New American Century?
Sure.
So you know about the September 2000 report, we need to have a massive, we need to have a new Pearl Harbor type
new
event.
Pearl Harbor,
How about Brzezinski's 97 book, The Grand Chessboard? He was even more revealing in what he said. We need to have a massive, widely perceived direct external threat. Did you ever read that?
I have not read that. Of course, I read the PNAC letter. Just for accuracy's sake, they didn't say we need a Pearl Harbor. I think they said that.
Brzezinski is the one who used the word need. Let me tell you. Go get this book. It'll make your hair stand on end. Page 211, The Grand Chessboard. He actually says that word for word. We need to have a massive, widely perceived direct external threat. That's incredible. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank you, Brad, for coming on. We'll have to have you on again sometime. Give us some more updates on latest scams that you're uncovering.
I appreciate it, Charlie. Great being here.
All right. Folks, have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. More great guests coming up. Take care.
With recent internet.